By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, are set to make their first joint appearance Wednesday as a team out to defeat President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence in the upcoming November general election. The Biden-Harris campaign said the pair would speak in Wilmington, Delaware, about working together to restore the soul of the nation and fight for working families to move the country forward. Biden officially named Harris on Tuesday, making her the first black woman and South Asian American woman to be named on a major party ticket for a presidential election. Biden described Harris as a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. Senator Harris will accept the party's vice presidential nomination in a speech next week at the Democratic National Convention. U.S. President Donald Trump announced an agreement between the federal government and an American biotechnology company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The company, Moderna, is to manufacture the vaccine doses while clinical trials are underway. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it was holding talks with Russia regarding its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. During a public appearance speech, President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proven efficient. He says his daughter has taken the vaccine after two shots, had normal temperature and high numbers of antibodies. By a remote, this is VOA News.